A conference that wrapped up in Homer last week drafted an agreement addressing climate change and ocean acidification. The gathering included representatives of coastal communities from across the state who will bring the agreement back to their elected officials in the areas and urge them to adopt it. KBBI's Casey Kelly reports.
The Alaska Marine Conservation Council put the event together with the intention of drafting the agreement in order to urge swift action on climate change and other issues at the state and federal level. AMCC's Homer Outreach Coordinator Alan Parks says at the end of the day, everyone walked away excited about the final product.
It was a true consensus process. It wasn't a partial consensus. It was, everybody coming together, agreeing on, who we were sending this document to, what the content of it is, what the principles are, what the actions needed to address the issue are. So it was a consensus.
The next step is for those who drafted the agreement to bring it back to their local communities, which includes Petersburg, Sitka, Gustavus, Dillingham, Kodiak, and Homer. Parks says hopefully the city councils and assemblies in those areas will sign on to the agreement, urging state and federal leaders to take on climate change issues.
We're going to seek other communities to sign on to it, and we're hoping that this really becomes a momentum where coastal communities who depend on a healthy ecosystem come together as one voice urging immediate action.
Kenai Peninsula Borough Assemblyman Bill Smith from Homer plans to take the agreement to his fellow assembly members. He doesn't want to predict whether or not the entire assembly will get behind it, but he says the issues raised in the document can't be ignored either.
In recent years, it's become a real focus when we start looking at ocean acidification, which certainly here in Homer we have, all of our commercial fishing efforts are affected by the health of the ocean. In our other coastal communities, we have, we have commercial fishing, sports fishing, we have subsistence activities, and they're all impacted by the health of the ocean, which is in turn being impacted by global climate change.
Dillingham City Councilman Bob Hemshute says he'll not only bring the agreement to other members of the City Council, but also to tribal governments in the Bristol Bay region. Hemshute says once people understand the effect climate change is having on the planet, he thinks they'll support the agreement. He compares it to educating people about the threats posed by the proposed pebble mine.
I don't know myself yet on an educational level where to quantify it as compared to pebble. But I think it's something that needs to be brought up in our community, and I think it's something that will be received and hopefully acted on.
Park says the Alaska Marine Conservation Council will continue to be involved, even though it's now up to the conference attendees to push for more action on the agreement. He says AMCC will provide education and outreach to coastal communities in support of their efforts. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.